standing at the breakwater right next to the Hippodrome. You can see it there in the background of Caesarea Maritima. Looking down the breakwater, you can see the harbor that Herod constructed. It was one of the largest and most beautiful harbors, especially on this end of the Mediterranean. It rivaled that of Rome's port in Ostia. But the reason we're here is actually to look this direction. We're going to film in just a moment right out there where those waves are surrounding that outcropping of rock. That was Herod's palace. That's the place where Herod had his escape boat into the sea. It's where he had a freshwater swimming pool out in the middle of the saltwater ocean. And looking up where those columns are, and up here is the Praetorium, where Paul was kept for 2 years. Remember, Paul came here after 10 solid years of ministry, planting churches in his first, second, and third missionary journey. And then he was in prison for well more than 2 years. And as he was in prison, he would have heard these waves in the distance and thought about how he wished he could be back with those that he had come to love after sharing the gospel of Christ with them. And so Paul probably wrote some of his prison epistles, many Bible scholars believe, from this praetorium up here on the hilltop. And those prison epistles are Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. And so if you're ever reading Philippians 1 or 2, especially 2, 12 to 18, and think of Paul's words there, that's what we're covering in this special filming segment. But as we stand here, just before we film, it's such a blessing to think about the gospel that kept Paul from hopelessness and filled him with joy, that kept him rejoicing and not murmuring and complaining, even though he was facing storms like the waves dashing against his life. He knew he had an anchor of his soul, and that was Jesus Christ. The amazing contrast is, on this beach and down here, all these stones littering, we have found literally a handful of the imported marble that Herod built his massive palace out of. He imported it from Egypt, from Greece, from Turkey. No price was too high for what he put into his palace. But as he stood there in his palace, little did he know that soon the Romans would come and smash that palace to pieces, and the millions of pieces of marble that litter these beaches are just reminders that Herod lived for Herod. And when you only live for yourself, everything that you have, you'll lose. But everything that you give to Christ will last forever. Paul wrote his prison epistles. Herod wasted his life. Herod lived for Herod. Paul lived for Christ. The life of Christ here in the land of the book, looking at why Jesus came, it was so that we could share this gospel of peace and of hope and the gospel that gives us an uncomplaining, unmurmuring life, even through the storms of life. Well, got to go film in Caesarea. God bless you. Thanks for listening.